Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the market close report on Thursday. Well, today ended up being a reasonably positive day for the Australian share market. We had the ASX 200 lifting, not by much, it must be said, by 10 points or a tenth of 1%. And that means we've wrapped up the day at 7,241. The broader All Ordinaries was up by around that 10-point mark as well. Now, while that doesn't sound like a significant improvement, it's a third straight day of gains for our market. It means that the ASX 200 is near the best it's been in about 6 months. We're only down around 2.5% this year, and we're closing in on what seemed to be recently impossible, the Aussie market getting back to record highs. We're only around 5.2% away from those levels. Now, what gave us quite a positive lead to work with today was some relatively strong improvements from the US markets last night. And this was ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday tonight, which will keep the US markets completely shut on the Thursday session and will close 3 hours earlier than usual on Friday as well. But we still had all three major indices higher last night. The Dow Jones was up 0.25%, the broader S&P 500 up a bit more than 5%, and the best performers were tech-heavy NASDAQ, which rose by about 1%. Now, one of the main catalysts for those improvements seemed to actually be the results or the minutes from the US Central Bank's most recent meeting. And this was at the start of the month when it raised rates by another massive 0.75%. Now, in the minutes, what seemed to be well received was signs that most central bankers think now is the good time and the right time to perhaps start to slow down and reduce the size of interest rate hikes. That was well received, and it was a reason why the US dollar slumped against the Australian dollar. Now, that takes us to the sectors of our market today. It seemed to be one of the reasons why the materials or the miners ended up being some of the best performers, lifting by about 1%. And what I mean by this is the US dollar fell, and generally speaking, when that happens, you can see some support for commodity prices. So that was a reason why stocks like BHP, Rio, and Fortescue within that sector managed to stand out. Some other outperformers today ended up being property stocks, which tend to be quite sensitive to interest rate hikes. So they managed to lift by about 1.2%. And tech stocks, another area that's sensitive to rate hikes, stood out as well, lifting 1.2%. Outside of that, we had gains from some, but they were relatively modest, from the telcos, the industrials, the utilities as well. And the losers today, defensive areas of a market like consumer staples, retailers underperformed a little, and we had the financials also dipping a bit, even though they were higher for most of the session. Now, if we look at individual stocks today that really received attention in the media and by investors, we had these four that seemed to receive in the spotlight. Now, a few of these were actually, or a couple of them, were actually retail stocks. And this is ahead of the Black Friday sales tomorrow and the Cyber Monday sales on Monday too. So Harvey Norman, down about 1.4% today, took a little bit of a hit. Now, came out with an update and said that sales have improved since July, but they also said that when you bring these sales back into Aussie dollars, sales were a little more sluggish than hoped. And this is because it operates over 100 stores internationally, and some currencies actually depreciated against the Aussie dollar. That included the New Zealand dollar, it included the euro, it included the pound. So even though they might be earning a certain amount in those regions, when they bring them back into Aussie dollars, it tends to leave them with fewer dollars. Now, Nick Scali, on the other hand, went in the other direction. It rose by close to 10% today. Now, in an update, the company essentially said that the furniture group said that half-year profits are likely to lift by at least 57%. On what it was making 12 months earlier. So it thinks it could make between $56 and $59 million over the year. And this is despite 7 straight rate hikes and concerns of the rising cost of living. Should also mention Kogan.com in this group. This is an online retailer. Today it rose by close to 8%. Even though sales and profits have fallen back in recent months, it seemed more optimistic about what the second half of their year might actually look like. Whitehaven Coal, another stock in focus, but it actually went backwards. Now, it has had a pretty good week recently and last couple of weeks, but today it fell about 6.5%. Now, it seemed to be a few drivers of this. The first was the fact that its chief executive and managing director decided to sell around 900,000 shares in the company. That's worth close to $8 million in today's prices. But in addition to this, there were some reports in the media today that China is going to increase the amount of coal that it's producing. And finally, Tyro Payments received some attention as well. Now, it didn't actually move by the end of the day, but it said today that it's made a very strong start to the financial year. The chairman resigned as well today. It's a lot happening with this group. But remember that last month, Tyro, which is the largest FPOS terminal provider outside of the big four banks rose by almost 20% in October. And that's because it was approached for a potential takeover by Westpac. Now, if we look forward to currencies, now the Aussie dollar, as I said, rose aggressively against the US. It buys around 67.5 US cents. It strengthened as well against the Kiwi and also the pound, but it did drop back slightly against the euro and also the Japanese yen. A quick reminder again that it is Thanksgiving tonight in the United States, so no trade from the US market at all. And that means that tomorrow when we wake up, we'll be watching the European markets and how they performed to give us a little bit of an idea of how we might start on the Friday session. On that note, enjoy the evening, everyone, and we'll do this again tomorrow.